America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Wednesday edition of A Call for Revival. Friend, I hope you'll be faithful to your local church tonight and go and worship God. And if you're not saved, I hope you'll get saved today. Today is the day of salvation. Right now is the time for you to be saved by the grace of God. All you have to do is just bow your head and ask the Lord to save you, and He'll come into your heart today. Amen. Believing that with all your heart that He died and was buried and rose again for your sins. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." And I hope that you will take that thought today and say, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to get saved, and the power of the gospel can clean you up." Amen. Father, will you take our message on this Wednesday and use it for your glory? In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Glory to God. I'm just simply telling you our churches are dead today because we have no counsel of the Holy Ghost. You know, everything can be. You know what Joshua did? They went out there and they marched around Jericho, and those walls fell flat. And boy, they was a flying high, and they said, "Well, we won't have to take all these people up there to Ai, just take a few of them." Boy, they got up there and they started battling Ai, and people started dying. And the Bible said that Joshua rent his clothes and fell on his face to God. You know what happened? Joshua's first real test. And Joshua was leader of Israel, and Joshua faced something he couldn't handle. And Joshua cried to God. When our churches get without a pastor, I wonder how much crying to God we do. We're too interested in Uncle Sam's, Aunt Bessie's, Cousin Jack's, Nephew Ralph that just graduated seminary. We ought to junk Sister Bessie and go with God. Amen. Get what God wants for your church. Amen. And the people ought to be spiritual enough to get what God wants for the church. Preachers today, they're looking to advance their ministry. It's not your ministry, it's God's. And you better let God advance it instead of you trying to do promotion. The Bible said promotion cometh from the north. You know where God is? Or promotion cometh from God, rather. And He talked about the east, west, and south. You left the north out. You know what? But promotion cometh from God. God's from the north. Promotion comes from God. Any advancement you have comes from God. One fellow said, I've got to do this and that. I've got to be well known. I've got to get my name out there so I can get some breaks. One old preacher told him, said, "You don't need any breaks. You need God." You get behind your house in the cornfield and you'll pray and you'll set yourself on fire. I promise you somebody will come watch you burn, friend. Oh, I'm telling you today, if God would live in our churches again, I can honestly say I have lived in a day when I've seen the glory of God. Our young people, poor young people. All some of our young people know now is they're tucking little room on Sunday and they'll give some little Sunday school lesson while the preacher's preaching. They've never heard the Word of God. On Wednesday nights, you know what they're doing? They're dribbling a basketball while the preacher's preaching the Word of God. And we call it church. And we said, we're doing it. And then we sit back and say, I just wonder where in the world all of our young people are. Why ain't they in church? I'll tell you why. You've entertained them all their life. And when they get grown, because they get no entertainment, they leave. You see, entertainment is fleshly. And the more entertainment you pull and the more gimmicks you pull, the more you'll have to pull to keep the crowd. Don't do that. Have the Word of God. We had a sheriff on here one year. And the young man that was with me at that time, he's a good...
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797... Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.